Brad Locke.
And I'm Dalton Milton.
And you're listening to Prep Rally, a podcast covering high school sports in Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by the Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Hey, folks, welcome in to another episode of Prep Rally. It is game week. It is here. High school football season is upon us. 2 days, actually 1 day for some teams. Dalton Middleton over there joining me again. Dalton, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited for the first week of football games. You know, I've been covering practice after practice after practice. I'm excited to finally have some games to go to.
Yeah, me too, man. And of course, I say me too, and people may wonder what I'm talking about. Although if you follow me on Twitter, you know I am rejoining the sports department. I've been doing this podcast for a while, but I've been online content coordinator. That's been my position for the last 4 years here at the Journal. But I'm getting back to sports. I'm trying my best to step into the shoes of Gene Phelps as senior sports writer. So I'll be doing a lot of coverage on the high school beat. I'll be doing some other stuff as well in sports, but I'll be giving Dalton a hand covering high school. So yes, I'll be at a game this Friday, and we got a full slate of games. Again, a few games Thursday. Most everybody kicks off on Friday. We had the Jamborees this past weekend. We'll talk about a couple that Dalton went out to, get his thoughts on some of the teams, and we're going to take a look at some of the key games coming up this weekend. And this week's episode marks the return of Athletes of the Week. We do that from the beginning of football season all the way to the end of the spring sports season. And of course, we take a break during the summer for obvious reasons. But we'll honor a male and female athlete of the week here on Prep Rally. And just a reminder that you can access this podcast many different ways. We're in iTunes or any of your podcast apps. Just click the subscribe button. You'll get notified when a new episode drops. Also, you can stream it online at preprally.djournal.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. That's our high school preps Twitter account there for all things high school sports in Northeast Mississippi. Let's jump into it. Let's talk about the football tab. We have mentioned this before, that it was coming out this past Sunday, and it came out, as promised, Dalton, and previews on every team, every single team that we cover.
Mm-hmm.
And, you've been here a few weeks, so you got kind of thrown right into this, which is probably the best way, get thrown into the fire and start learning about these teams. And, I mean, we had the previews. We also had players to watch. We had preseason rankings. We had a couple of feature stories on some Tupelo players and also on Marcus Murphy of West Point. Let's start with the preseason rankings, Dalton. You and I kind of got our heads together, and David Wheeler pitched in his thoughts as well on how to do this. The preseason rankings are always tricky. I'm not particularly fond of them in general, but the fans love them, and it's something to talk about before the season starts. So we have, of course, large school rankings, small school rankings. So we divide them up that way for the 4 through 6A schools and the 1 through 3A schools. And really, you know, I haven't been in sports in a few years, but doing this podcast, I've gotten better at following the programs the last year or two. So I have a pretty good idea of who's good and who should be good. But you've got, you know, a lot of teams losing key players, and you don't know who's going to step up and become an impact player. A younger guy that we haven't heard much from. But there's some known commodities. Tupelo, you figure they're going to be one of the best. So Tupelo's our number one large school. I did go back and forth a little bit between them and West Point. And, West Point, they're the reigning 5A champ. They've got the Murphy kid back that I just mentioned. Chris Chambliss has really just kept them at the top of the heap for several years now. And you got to see them, actually, Dalton, on Saturday in Starkville? Yeah.
Yeah, I was at MSU on Saturday and I got to watch them play. West Point looked really good. Marcus Murphy, first play of the game, first play of offense for them, he busted out an 80-yard touchdown run untouched.
Yeah.
And then later on in the game, he busted out another 40 or 50-yard run, but got tackled on the sideline.
Yeah.
And I think every single pass besides one he completed, I mean, the only one that he didn't complete, I think, was a drop. Hit his receiver right in his hands and he dropped it. I mean, there's a reason why he's a Danny Dozen, and I saw that. I mean, I've never seen him play before, and he was excellent.
Yeah, he'll line up at quarterback, running back, or wherever they need him. Of course, he's a Mississippi State commit. And, it's a two-quarter scrimmage, and West Point won. I think it was the score is 13-0. Of course, Trent Hammond, the Tupelo coach, he's not, and coaches for the most part don't really care per se if they win. They'd want to get some things accomplished, and even though they didn't score, Trent Hammond did like some of what he saw, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. That's what he's telling me after the game was, you know, he got some of his guys that hadn't played very much some playing time, and he saw what he needed to see out of the other team. But on his starters, I mean, they only played two drives or eight plays apiece.
Yeah,
and then he pulled his starters. So, I think he just really wanted to get some people that hadn't played before some playing time against another team, and it seemed like West Point kept most of their starters in the entire time, so that was it was good for them. Tupelo only ran four plays the entire scrimmage.
I mean, it's hard to make much of a judgment there. Then.
Yeah, so I mean, I didn't really get to see much out of them. I know they're going to be good. They're like Hammond said, they need to work in a little bit on, you know, their coverages and their defensive line and such, but. You know, I think they're going to be good. I mean, like you said, there wasn't much to judge. So
yeah, we'll talk more about them and their upcoming game in just a moment. Looking at the rest of the large school rankings, so Tupelo number one, West Point number two, Lafayette number three, the reigning 4A champs, now moved up to 5A. Oxford moving up from 5A to 6A, got them at number four, and Amory, the lone 4A team in our rankings at number five, coming off a fantastic season last year under Alan Glenn, now entering his second year as head coach. So the Panthers won their division, made their deepest playoff run in 5 years. And, you know, they've got a quarterback, Hunter Jones, who's a freshman. I can't remember if we've talked about this before, but you've been out to practice over the last few days. You went out to Amory's practice last week. And this is a team with some talent, but you, at the end of the day, you got a freshman at quarterback. You kind of wonder how he'll perform in the spotlight.
Yeah, well, when I was out there watching, you know, with Emmanuel Manny Jones and J.J. Jernigan, you know, both back, and they have a really nice skill players coming back. He did not look like a freshman out there. Yeah. I mean, he was making all of his throws. He got released the ball quickly. I mean, they said they're worried for the first few games, but after that they see him playing extremely well, and I could see that. I mean, he threw the deep ball well.
Yeah.
He threw it a couple times during practice, and I think all but once was incomplete, and that was just because the guy stepped out of bounds.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was really impressed with him. He's one of the top quarterbacks I've seen play so far in the 2 weeks I've been covering practices. He does not look like a freshman at all.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll certainly be keeping an eye on him, Hunter Jones, and see how he does leading that Amory offense. Looking at the small schools rankings, we had a real tough time with this one. We've got Kossuth at number one. And I think you talked to their coach, Brian Kelly, the other day, and he's like, why you got us number one?
Yeah, so that's what he told me yesterday. I went to their practice, and he was just like, what are you guys doing choosing us number one? What's that about?
Well, I mean, you got a guy like Matthew Bobo back to lead the offense. That's a pretty good guy to have leading the way.
It is. He looked sharp in practice. I say that, but I don't think it was one of his best days of practice.
Yeah.
They're still working through a lot of issues. You know, they lost 22 players on a 3A team. That's rough.
Including Jaylee Adams, the stellar running back.
But, you know, he made the throws when he needed to in yesterday in practice, and he looked good. I think he's going to do well leading that offense. He's got a few. They're going to rotate wide receivers this year. I don't think they have a big name wide receiver returning.
Right.
And so, whenever they get on the same page, their offensive line looked really good.
Yeah,
I will
and
say
that's huge.
Yeah, that was, I think, their strongest suit yesterday when I was watching was their offensive line. So I think they get Bobo behind them, and they're going to be successful. He's going to have another good year passing the ball.
I think this is Brian Kelly's seventh year as head coach. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one big factor in making Kossuth number one in the preseason is just that he's established himself as having a consistent program. You know, Kossuth was not always known as a winning program, but Brian Kelly has certainly done a good job. Of course, they went, I think, 11-2 last year, had a really good season, went 11-2 the year before that, 9-4 the year before that, You go back to 20. They had a couple of rough years in there, but they were 12-1 back in 2011. So more often than not, Brian Kelly has led this team to a lot of victories. And so, but you could have made a case probably for just about any of these teams in the top five to be number one. I mean, North Pontotoc, they've got Clark Mills back at quarterback. They do have to replace Zay Cullens, but and they do have a new coach, Andy Crotwell. So you wonder how they're going to handle some of that change. Houston dropping down from 4A to 3A. They did okay last year in 4A, went 8-4. But, you know, again, they're dropping down in class, so you'd think that might give them an advantage. They've been in 3A in the past. They've got Uriah Shepherd at quarterback, so that's a huge advantage for the Hilltoppers. Calhoun City and Tway coming off a state championship. They're number four in our rankings. Could see them moving up. Baldwin is always good. And, you know, they've gone to the 2A state semifinals each of the last 2 years. They've got John Drix Robinson, the running back, and John Swinney, the quarterback, returning to lead that offense. So that top five right there, kind of interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I noticed that whenever I went and saw North Pontotoc and Calhoun City play, you know, in the Jamboree Friday night. They were both very – I mean, they're – they could just a close game no matter what, all four quarters. You know, they only played two quarters, and Calhoun City went on a game-winning drive with 45 seconds left. Those teams are very similar in skill. They run completely different offenses, but skill-wise, they have a lot of – they're both very talented. And I agree that all these schools could have been interchangeable.
Yeah, you know, we'll just have to. You know, that's why they play the games, and as this the season goes on, I think a lot of that will shake out and make it easier to figure out who should be ranked where. So, you know, if your team isn't ranked as high as you think, or if they're not ranked at all, and you think they should be, please, you know, don't take offense. We're just taking educated guesses here, and eager to see how some of these games play out early on. And we'll get to some of the games this week that are intriguing in just a moment. First, real quick, let's look at some players to watch. We did, again, from the football section, we had a little piece on 12 impact players to watch. A list that almost writes itself, especially you look at Tupelo. I think we've got four of their guys on there, like including Peter Gray and Jet Johnson, the linebackers. That defense is really good. We've also got Tay Standifer, also from the defense, and then the receiver, Jordan Jernigan, on that list from Tupelo. I mentioned Matthew Bobo of Kossuth and Uriah Shepherd of Houston. They're on that list. You got Terrence Cherry and Marcus Murphy of West Point. Cherry's a big-time defensive lineman. Look for him to, again, wreak havoc this season for the Green Wave. Also, you've got who else we got on here? We've got Jamarcus Quarles, the running back from Lafayette, ran for 2,000-plus yards last year. Cole Smith, the Pontotoc lineman, committed to LSU. Quentin Wilfon, the linebacker from Oxford, racked up a bunch of tackles last year. And Joel Wilkinson, a two-way star for East Union, he ran for 2,443 yards and 31 touchdowns last year. So you got some guys with impressive numbers. And it's not just about making this list. It's not just about, you know, players that we think will go D1. It's just about guys who have made big impacts on the field for their teams and are expected to do so again this year. So check out that players to watch list there in the tab. Let's keep moving here, Dalton. Let's look at some of this week's key games. Let's start with Meridian and Tupelo. That's a humdinger of a game to start the season, man. That's two really good teams right there.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be extremely tough for Tupelo to pull out a win in that one. I think both teams are going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can't really judge Tupelo off what I've seen. You know, I've been to one of their practices whenever the very first day they were just kind of going through fundamentals, and then they only ran four plays in the Jamboree. And then Meridian defeated Greenwood 22-8 in the Jamboree. They played over the weekend, and I think it's going to be – I don't know.
I think we could see hopefully a very close game. And, you know, if Tupelo's defense is as good as it was last year, it could be a low-scoring game. And, of course, you know, Meridian, they're a 6A team again this year. They're in Division III down there with Oak Grove and Pearl and some of those and Petal. So, yeah, this could be a preview of a playoff matchup down the line. You could certainly see these teams meeting. I guess it'd have to be in the state championship game, but wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Not at all. I mean, both teams, I think, are going to have fantastic years. I don't think I could predict a score for this one or a winner, but I expect an extremely good game, and I'm very excited to be there Friday night to cover that.
Yeah, you'll be there. I'll be down in Houston, so I'll get to see Pontotoc taking on the Hilltoppers with Uriah Shepherd at quarterback. Pontotoc had a great season last year. As we've documented quite a bit here and in the paper, they're dealing with some injury issues. They're going to be without running back Gabe Harmon for the first few weeks, going to be without a couple of other key players for at least a couple of weeks. I know the linebacker Hayden Harris is now out for the year. He had to have surgery on that thumb. I think he injured it playing baseball. So Pontotoc is going to try to get it done the first few weeks without some really important players. And this game in Houston, I mean, that's a huge test for Pontotoc, and it's a huge test for Houston early on. So that should be a good matchup. It was a good game last year. Yeah, Pontotoc beat Houston last year 24-14. I don't know. Again, I don't like to predict scores, but it might give Houston a little bit of an edge. I know going through camp, Pontotoc was trying to figure out his quarterback situation, trying to replace Jacob Carter. Houston obviously more settled there with the dual threat and Uriah Shepherd. So I'm looking forward to getting down to Houston on Friday night. Some other key games to look at, Corinth at Shannon. Shannon looked impressive in this jamboree against Columbus, I believe. And you've been out to see Corinth as well, and they've got they got some good players with John Warren at quarterback. That should be a good, fun matchup between a couple of 4A squads.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Corinth looked really good on offense whenever I went and watched them. They had some strong defensive linemen too. But then Shannon in the jamboree, 35-13 over Columbus.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't know just how good Columbus is, but Shannon had three defensive touchdowns in the game.
Really? Now that's a question mark coming into this year is their defense. They had some issues last year, and we knew the offense was going to be good, but if the defense can play that way, it'll be a factor.
They had two scooping scores and then a pick six. So with how good their offense is, if their defense plays like that, they can be a very strong, legitimate threat this season.
Some other key games to watch. You get Ripley going to visit Itawamba AHS. You're going to have New Albany visiting Baldwin. And then you'll have Bruce against Aberdeen. So some good matchups there featuring area teams. And there's obviously a lot more games. But you can see the full schedule and our pregame capsules that we do. You can find that in your Friday Daily Journal. You'll get them online as well at djournal.com. Okay, I need to wrap things up here. Let's go with the Athletes of the Week. We do this every week. During the sports season, we pick out a female and male athlete and honor them for their exploits on the field. Female Athlete of the Week, Holly Beth Dabbs, a catcher for Nettleton. She's a junior. She had two home runs against Columbus on Saturday, including a game-tying home run in the final inning. They went on to win 11-8 there. So congrats to Holly Beth Dabbs of Nettleton. And then our Male Athlete of the Week, we've talked about him already, Marcus Murphy, running back. / quarterback / Mr. Everything for West Point. He's a senior. As Dalton mentioned, he had that big 80-yard touchdown run in the jamboree against Tupelo. Had a good day overall. We're going to see a lot more from Marcus Murphy this season, so congrats to him as well. That's it for this episode of Prep Rally. Thanks for listening. Again, you can find us in iTunes, any of your podcast apps, online also at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. Follow Dalton on Twitter at dlmiddleton8, the number 8. I'm on there at Brad Locke, and we'll be bringing you full high school football coverage this weekend, so look for it in your daily journal and at djournal.com. And we'll be back here next Wednesday. Until then, have a good one.